Even while the negotiations have stopped, we haven't stopped our efforts on the National Security Council and all the way up to the president, trying to work hour by hour to see if we can get this pause reinstated and get those hostages out.
Just two American hostages have been released. Another major earthquake hit the southern coast of the Philippines, this time a magnitude 6.9. Experts say there's no risk of tsunami, but it is the same area a 7.6 magnitude tremor hit yesterday, killing two people. Alaska Airlines says it plans to buy Hawaiian Airlines. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The deal, worth $1.9 billion, would keep both airlines' brands from the nation's 49th and 50th states, with the combined airline based in Seattle and led by Alaska Airlines CEO. Honolulu would remain a key hub. While the deal has the approval of the boards of both companies, it still needs the okay from shareholders and from the federal government.
Investigators say they tracked down the man arrested for allegedly killing three homeless people in L.A. by using surveillance video to match his license plate to each murder scene. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
Through a combination of interviews, videos, and other investigative techniques, they were able to identify a vehicle that they believed was used in this murder.
They still don't have a motive. And flu season is officially here. The CDC says it expects cases to keep climbing through the end of the year. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
Flu has started later than it did last year. It's predominantly flu A. The vaccine does appear to cover it well. And the vaccination rates have been quite good this year. About 38% of adults and children have been vaccinated for flu.
COVID is still more prevalent. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 23 tonight under overcast skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, 36. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to Seth Faces the Music, the show that is so, so lonely. Well, you know, I do love putting the show together, but there are times when I'm sitting in this studio all alone and I get a little bit sad. But then I think about all the songs that were written about being lonely, and I feel even more alone and slightly paranoid. But be that as it may, join me, won't you? And we'll face the lonely music together.
Just say you will, say you will.
One of my favorite all-time songs, that was Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson with Lonely Teardrops, a song that was co-written by Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records. In fact, he used the profits from his royalties on that song to help build his new company. Before that, we opened up the set with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with their classic, The Lonely Bull. Next up, we're going to turn to a band that has been in various incarnations since it originally formed in 1977 as a post-punk band. Basically, nowadays, it is the vehicle for one Matt Johnson. The band had some success in the late 80s and early 90s with their post-punk alternative sound. A very singular sound, if you ask me. And here's another great example of it. Here's The with Lonely Planet.
We're running out of love. Thank you. tide and say your goodbyes till the morning light. But don't let me be lonely tonight. Woman, say hello, hello, hello. Sure enough, good to see you. Oh, but it's time to go. Don't say yes, but please don't say no. I don't wanna be lonely tonight. Go away, then, damn you. Gonna do as you please, gonna do as you please, girl. You ain't gonna see me getting down on my knees. Been turning my world upside down. Oh, baby.
Did you catch that, everyone? Yeah, two of the same song right in a row. We just heard the Isley Brothers with their cover version of Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight, written by James Taylor, who was the recording you heard right before it. Two very, very different arrangements of a very, very well-written song. We are looking at our first break here tonight on Seth Faces the Music, everybody. When we come back, we have an artist whose career spanned many decades. He was known for writing a few songs that were big hits for other people. He had a couple of later hits in the 70s himself, but he started off as a fresh-faced, and I do mean young, rock and roller back in the 1950s. Stay tuned, everyone, to WFHR.
The Deep Three.
Deep Three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The Throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
yet sophisticated sound of the Black Keys with Lonely Boy. And before that, another song called Lonely Boy. That was Mr. Paul Anka, all of 16 years old, I believe, when he recorded that. It's about as rockin' as he ever got in his life. He really toned it down later on and became kind of a more of a cabaret singer, that sort of thing. But check out his early rockin' stuff. It's not bad at all. Throughout the history of pop music, there have been few song interpreters as good as the great Dionne Warwick, especially when it came to some Baccarat David originals. And you may remember a big hit of hers called Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Well, here is the B-side to that record, Let Me Be Lonely.
Oh, let me be lonely. I wanna be faithful and honest and true to the one I love, the one I love. Oh, oh, oh. Let me be lonely. I've gotta be someone he's proud to come home to, some happy day. What a day that'll be. I wanna be there, be there by the door when he comes back to me. If I deceive him in a month, I couldn't face him. Oh no, I couldn't face him. If I give in to loneliness and hold you tight all through the night. Oh, let me be lonely. Cause I love him only. Oh, let me be. Oh, let me be lonely.
Oh,
The king of the haunting guitar. That was Chris Isaak with The Lonely Ones. And before that, we had Bob Mould, better known as the lead singer and guitarist of the great indie band Husker Du, from his solo album Workbook. That was Lonely Afternoon. We have to take another break here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to the 1960s and one of the best blue-eyed soul groups of all time. Stick around, everyone. Find out who it is here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. So Lonely, that was The Police, a minor hit for them. And before that, we started off this set with Lonely Too Long. That was The Young Rascals before they changed their name to just The Rascals. Up next, we have a Motown act, not very well known. They didn't really have any hits, but they did record some pretty cool tunes, including this next one. Here is The Elgins with Stay in My Lonely Arms.
Why don't you stay? decent meal. My brain is fried, haven't slept a wink for real. My tongue is tied, light bulbs are getting dim. My interest is starting to wane. I'm told it's everything a man could want, and I shouldn't complain. Conversation's getting dull, there's a constant ringing in my ears. Sense of humor's void.
The Raconteurs, a band that has some guy named Jack White in it. Yeah, whatever. Still, that's a pretty awesome tune. Consoler of the Lonely from the album of the same name. And that is going to wrap up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music this week. Stay tuned, everyone. Hour two is coming up in mere moments. You are not going to want to miss it. I guarantee. I mean, you don't want to leave me here all lonely, do you? See you on the flip side.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy. It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA WFHR, is the only one that
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.